Hello everyone, my name is Nitin Beyal, Senior Research Fellow from National Center for Cell Science, Pune, India. I am presenting my PhD work on skin microbiota of leprosy patients that also followed multi-drug regimen treatment in India. So talking about leprosy or Hansen disease, it is a chronic infectious disease where skin is one of the primary affected organs along with peripheral nerves. Its causative agent is Mycobacterium leprae that is still in unculturable condition in vitro in the laboratory. Therefore, much is not known about the etiological agent and its pathogenicity, including the information like infectious dose, incubation period, or transmission in disease development. So there are many aspects of disease which are integral areas of leprosy research since a long time. There is also another organism called as Mycobacterium leprosomatosis that also causes leprosy. The commensals in skin microbiome play an essential role in immunity and skin physiology. Skin microbiome promotes resistance to colonization of harmful and opportunist microorganisms. Over the years, the advancement in sequencing methodologies has made promising impact on the correlation studies of skin health and its microbiota. So the disruption of mutualistic relationships through shifts in microbial community composition results in dysbiosis that could also compromise human health. So many of times we have seen that dysbiosis contributes to disease onset, progression, duration, and there are many types of skin disorders such as acne, eczema, psoriasis, vitiligo, even leprosy now that are associated with spatiotemporal shifts in the microbiome. However, the effect of the infection on the skin microbiome is largely unexplored in human studies. Its contribution to the disordered physiological process with skin injuries and disease condition is still inconclusive in many instances. So given the highly personalized nature and limited data availability on the subject of skin microbiome, our study explored the general features of the skin bacterial diversity and its functional potential in healthy individuals in comparison to leprosy patients. So this study includes characterization and comparison of lesional and non-lesional skin microbiota of leprosy patients through amplicon sequencing methods. So initially, we did some pilot experiments, which is PCR-DGE, which is a molecular identification methods to investigate the bacterial diversity from lesional skin and non-lesional skin sites of leprosy patients. Further, we also did comprehensive analysis of 16S RNA profiles corresponding to skin samples from participants or patients located in two distinct geographical locations so that there will be no biasness, geographical biasness. We observed that Staphylococcus is one of the representative bacteria that characterize healthy controls, which is in contrast was found underrepresented in case of skin microbiota or leprosy patients. So the taxa affiliated to phyla, firmicutes or proteobacteria were also found to be signatures of healthy controls and lesional skin of leprosy patients. So the observed diversity level changes shift in core microbiota and community network structure support the evident dysbiosis in normal skin microbiota due to leprosy. So the results from my PhD thesis have strengthened current knowledge of skin microbiota in leprosy and have contributed to novel research to improve the understanding of skin microbiota development during the infection and MDD treatment.